This is BBC Radio 4.
Now, man-made chemicals that make their way into our food are, of course, analysed traditionally for harmful effects, one by one. But the WWF UK study, which is out today, looks at it in a different way. It sees low-level doses of pesticides, flame retardants, plasticizers, artificial scents in a shopping list of basic foods like brown bread, butter and milk. And what it's looking at is the combination effect. It argues that when they're added up in combination, many of these substances are potentially harmful. Now, one toxicologist has told this program that chemicals shouldn't be examined in isolation any longer, but more as a potentially risky cocktail. Research in animals and human cells suggests that they may be a factor in hormonal changes, in cancer, in immune deficiencies. Nicola Stanbridge reports.
Frying eggs and bacon for breakfast, we might just worry about the fat content. But research carried out by Dutch scientists on behalf of the World Wildlife Fund UK found some of our most basic foodstuffs contain low levels of man-made chemicals. Pesticides, chemicals used in electrical equipment that persist in our environment, flame retardants, non-stick chemicals, phthalates, which make plastic soft, and artificial musks used to scent products. Elizabeth Salter Green is the head of the Toxics Programme at WWF.
We found very old, nasty chemicals that have been banned many years ago. We also found chemicals like phthalates. When you think of the fetus developing in utero is sensitive to parts per billion in neurological development, those levels are of concern. And it's even more of a concern because you're exposed to a chemical cocktail of exposures.
And these chemicals, including the banned pesticide DDT, have shown up in blood tests previously carried out by WWF.
Here's a deep freeze where we store cells and other samples.
A number of the chemicals found in the basic foods tested are thought to affect hormonal development. Dr. Andreas Kortenkamp, an independent toxics expert at the University of London, has just completed research mixing these chemicals at low doses in the laboratory and found that the hormonal strength of the mixture is significant.
What is necessary now is to embrace the possibilities that chemicals work together in mixtures, and this is quite urgent to embrace this. Animal testing shows us that there are possible cancer risks stemming from these chemical negative impacts on male reproductive ability, perhaps female breast cancers, and effects on the immune system of young children.
Professor Sir Colin Berry is a pathologist and toxicologist and former chairman of the Advisory Committee on Pesticides, which advises the government. I asked him if he was concerned about the combined effect of different chemicals in our diet.
I don't think we can say there's a dilative effect. What we can say is it certainly isn't simple, and there may well be some antagonistic effects. Some people don't absorb them, some people do, so there's one big difference.
Like many scientists, he argues the benefits of some of the chemicals outweigh the risks, although he is worried about artificial musks used to scent products.
Perfluorinated chemicals that are used in non-stick materials, for example. Could I remind you that if food sticks and burns to anything, you get a great many carcinogens produced in it. The artificial musks are really about what I might call consumerism. Do you want your house to smell a particular way, or for your clothes to have a particular odour when they finish being washed? And I think there is probably little justification in that sort of area to keep these compounds if they persist.
The chief executive of the Chemical Industries Association is Steve Elliott.
I don't think there's a reason for the general public to be overly concerned by the results produced by this report. I think there is a significant amount of work that needs to be done to look at the additive effect, how one substance might react with another and the ultimate product of that reaction. We've had an existing regime which, for one reason or another, in terms of testing, hasn't given ultimate confidence to either industry or people.
European legislation in 1981 required all new chemicals to be tested. But industry uses thousands of chemicals in products which, because they were on the market prior to 1981, have not been tested for their effect on human health and the environment. It's down to public health authorities to test those that they think might be hazardous. Legislation is being debated in the European Parliament about the registration, evaluation and authorisation of chemicals known as REACH, and it will attempt to gradually replace hazardous chemicals with safer ones.
Nicola Stanbridge reporting. The time, 26 minutes past 7.